We had the pleasure of attending the Aurelia Concert Band's Christmas Prelude last weekend, with special guests Aurelia Vocal Ensemble, Alexandra Tesk, and David Jefferies. It was beautiful, great music, festive spirit, and a nice full house. A lovely way to get into the spirit of the holiday season. If you missed that entry into the festive spirit, no fear, there are several more entries this weekend, so you will get there, I promise. Both Twin Lakes and Aurelia Secondary School have their winter concerts this week, both on December 12th. No matter which one you pick, it will be a wonderful night of seasonal music by talented youth in our community. Admission via cash donation at the door. This Friday, Greenhaven Shelter for Women and Dress for Success Aurelia Berry present the third annual reading of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. This is a special Christmas tradition, and we are lucky to have it. Special guests each read a portion of the story, and seasonal music is performed by Sean Patrick and friends, in between. I have heard that Krista Story is one of the readers again this year. It's all happening at St. Paul's Center, where Christmas decor includes more and more Christmas trees each year, and it's absolutely magical. Oh, and did I mention there will be light refreshments as well? All proceeds will go to the two organizations, so again, another win-win, for you and the women who are being helped. You can get your tickets here. Also Friday, the Barra McNeils are coming to the Aurelia Opera House. Lots of festive Celtic music will definitely help with the whole holiday vibe. Tickets www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Saturday, a Merry Streets Alive Christmas is happening once again, from noon to 2 p.m., at Hibernation Arts. Come get a free ornament from a local artist, and your photo taken by talented local photographer Deb Halbot, all courtesy of Streets Alive. Another lovely Christmas tradition. Sunday at 2 p.m., also at the Aurelia Opera House, the Aurelia Silver Band's iconic holiday concert, Sleigh Bells and Brass, is back. There will be lots of special seasonal music and a chance to sing along, too, so bring your voices. Tickets www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Saturday night, the Aurelia and Area Black Community Association invite you to the Diversity Holiday Gala, a night of global celebration. There will be lots of great food, fantastic and diverse music and dance, and a chance to gather and connect with lots of different people in our community. This is a gala, so please dress up and come celebrate. The evening runs from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Best Western Plus Mariposa Inn and Conference Center, on Memorial Avenue. You can get your tickets here. If you missed out on the Christmas markets so far and are worried you lost your chance to buy wonderful artisanal gifts for your loved ones, never fear, there are some more markets this weekend. Bubbles by Beverly is hosting Christmas at Ye Old Log Cabin, at 133 Robinson Street in Hawkstone, this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Some of the other vendors joining Beverly include Not Forgotten Decor, Kindred Chocolates, Shirley Pottery, By the Rock Farm, and more. As well as shopping, you can tour the historic log cabin and enjoy some hot chocolate by the bonfire. Donations to Greenhaven are very welcome as well. Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. the Oro Medant Christmas Market is happening at the Oro Medant Community Center at Line 4 and Highway 11 South. Sounds like there will be lots of vendors there as well, and festive cheer galore, so go check it out. Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Ramona Hall Christmas Market is back again. It started as a little bake sale and grew into a lot more. There is lots of baking, as well as vendors, draws, and a lunchroom. Ramona Hall is cash only, although some vendors may have other payment options, so bring your dollars. Of course, don't forget to support your local small businesses this holiday season. For many, Christmas sales are what help them make it through the long, lean winter. So buy what you can from them, they add so much to our communities in so many ways. The Washago Santa Claus Parade is also happening this weekend, Saturday at 5 p.m. Come out and see lots of festive floats, enjoy some holiday cheer and, of course, see the big guy in all his glory. Have a wonderful mid-December week, counting down to the holidays. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.